Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, film pitches from you, film pitches from us, film pitches we find in various skips around London, but only one can be taken to the next stage where it'll be etched into a giant stone and placed in John's garden. A lovely 2015 election joke for you there. Big up yourself, fellow podcaster Ed Miliband.
Yeah.
In his house. Welcome to the community, mate.
Hi, mate. Take a seat. Take your shoes off. Cool. We'll be with you later.
Yeah, take your tops off.
Lovely.
I'm Joel, a man who puts the hot in photocopy, and across from me is John Pierre Harris, a man whose stock portfolio includes MySpace, Pogs, and Space Raiders.
Space Raiders? What are Space Raiders? The crisps.
Oh, yeah, the crisps. Okay, the crisps that you build into a little thing. No, that's Transformer snack. I'm sorry, everyone. Before you write in, Space Raiders are in the shape of an alien. Transformer snack is car parts that you can make into a car before eating it.
Space Raiders were kind of like a lower budget Monster Munch.
10p.
Yeah.
I think they still are. Getting some shakes of heads in the studio from one of our production team. Guys, can you look that up for me, please? Get me a tea. Come on. Fucking hell. 10 people we hire. I don't know what they do. You edit this podcast.
Yeah. Pretty sure I do most of the stuff behind the scenes if you're not doing it. So I don't know what those 10 people do. It's mostly to massage your ego, I think. That's why they're here, isn't it?
Before shit, this is a story. Also, Space Raiders of the Lost Ark. We're going to do that in a minute. So don't worry about it, guys. Everyone was thinking it. They were like, they're not going to do the Space Raiders thing and then not talk about the film. What's going to happen, similar to what happened in the last episode, is that all these people send stuff in, and then on a whim,
we'll make sure Gary, what's his face, soundtracks the film.
Gary Jules will sound. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Space Raiders, right, remained at 10 pence a pack from when they were introduced in the late 1970s until late October 2007, right? So
unbelievable.
That must mean in the 70s they were quite pricey.
They must have been a gourmet treat.
Yeah, that's so weird. They just never adjusted.
You're like at a cocktail party and there's like Blinis and Space Raiders.
It's like the Ferrero Rocher advert. The ambassador will have a Space Raider, right? The price then increased to 15 pence. Still a bargain snack. We can all agree with that, right? 15 pence for a packet of crisps. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
They then upped it to 25p. Whoa, hold on. Oh. Before lowering it back down to 20. Oh. Mad. What a ride that snack's been on. It's really hard to know at any one point how much a pack of Space Raiders is. It's just impossible. Up and down. What has gone down in price? Name me a food item that's gone down in price.
We could be here all day. I really like the idea. You know, you're saying they're unpredictable. I really like the idea of like just one food type, the price of which is directly linked to the stock market. So you don't know how much it costs until you get to the till. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Let's do it. Stock snack. Snack
exchange.
Snack exchange. I like that.
Have it, mate. Anyway, yeah. So Space Raiders of the Lost Ark.
One little piece, a little asterisk on Joel's intro. He decided to give me the middle name Pierre, which is bizarre considering I have a middle name that is more French.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or equally French.
It is, yeah, but you're weird about revealing it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. Next.
We just won't say it. So Space Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? There are no more crisps. Everything's gone. A lot of these film pictures happen when everything's gone. Mm. It's quite a nice in. Like, yeah. A dystopian society is quite easy to imagine. Especially, yeah. And I mean, what's more dystopian than no crisps? Nothing. There's nothing more. If you know, you could, of all the things that the world could lose, and what the world needs right now is more crisps.
Yeah.
Right. Essentially,
there's just too little of.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Actually, that's kind of nicely wraps up what I was trying to say, but sort of concise, kind of punchy second line to what I said. Yeah. So Space Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right. There's no crisps. It's like that TV program I was obsessed with as a kid that no one else ever remembers, where they ban chocolate.
No idea. No.
It was a three-parter miniseries, hour long each one. They banned chocolate, and some kids started underground making chocolate, and they would burn toast in their house to cover up the smell of cooking chocolate. And there were like tanks on the street and stuff, patrolling for people who had chocolate.
What if one of the kids had a stroke? How would they know?
That's a very good point. That's a very, very good point. But that didn't happen, fortunately.
So it's like parallel to the American alcohol banning, but with chocolate and chocolate. Kids.
Yeah, it's actually, everyone should watch it. It's legit. No one ever remembers it. No one saw it. It was a thing that happened. It's got a Wikipedia page, and I didn't author that.
Our production team is livid. But they found the Wikipedia page.
Absolutely. So that's that. That it exists. So here's what happened, right? Crisps are gone. They get banned because salt, fat content. We're living in Simon Amstel's carnage, where everyone in the future is super vegan and doesn't eat anything bad.
So are we including like those, you know, vegetable crisps?
They're not good for you, though, are they?
Pombears.
It's all bullshit. Oh, look, if we start listing crisps...
Kettle, lentil, chips.
No, stop yourself, because if we start listing crisps, then I'll be here all day, and I'll start salivating, and I'll ruin the microphones, because they're the best thing in the world. And I'm quite upset just imagining a world where there aren't any crisps. All right? So, crisps are gone, except for one packet in a temple in South America.
And they're space.
It's called the Golden Wonder.
Can I just say, so I don't want to interject immediately, but the establishing shot is of a supermarket and all the aisles are full of really healthy food, and then you just get to the crisp aisle and Mad World just starts playing, and then all the aisles are just
an empty crisp packet in the street just flying down. Yeah, they haven't even refilled the shelves. It's years after the crisp ban. They're just still empty. So it's called the Golden Wonder, this oracle in this, a packet of crisps, and it's in this temple.
So are they Golden Wonders now, or are they still Space Raiders?
I'm about to blow your mind when I combine two Indiana Jones films, because the Space Raiders are the aliens that live in the temple.
Oh, God.
And the man that founded Space Raiders is the only human to have been inside that temple, and he saw them, and that's what inspired the crisp. Uh-huh. So he's lost everything, because the crisp business is kaput.
Yeah.
So he goes back to the temple, because he knows there's a packet of crisps there, because he's seen it, right?
Yeah.
Does all the stuff, gets chased by, I don't know, a giant...
Brussels sprout.
Cheeto. No. It's got to be a crisp, right? Everything is a crisp in this temple.
There's no crisps in this
world. Yeah, but it's not like, you know, there are no packets of crisp. But in this temple, it's crisp. There's only one packet of crisp, but there's a giant Cheeto that chases after him. Yeah.
Lovely.
So, yeah, he goes back to get this packet of crisps and to somehow reintroduce crisps into the wider world. I don't know how. What's the same weight as a packet of crisps that he swaps it with?
What is the same weight of a packet of crisps?
If you could let us know, just sort of send us an email, roughly what's the same weight as a packet of crisps. That'd be really
35
good.
35 grams.
Yeah, what's 35
just
grams?
Tell us, tweet us, at Dream Factory Pod.
Something you
is
have,
35 grams.
You have that weighs about the same as a packet of crisps. That'd be really good.
Please.
So that's
it. So he swaps them and he takes them to a shop. Someone tries them and they're like, we need to bring these back.
Yeah, we need to bring these back. And they do. Glorious. Crisps. Parades in the street, wherever. Crisps are back.
Space Raiders of the Lost Ark. Cannons of crisps just flying over the
Space
town.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Lovely stuff.
You're welcome.
Would you like one from the old listener?
I guess.
What about this one from Emily? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but this one works written down, so I'm going to have to explain it for you. The seven, instead of a V, has the number seven, as in the David Fincher film about the serial killer.
Good, okay. So is Snow White the serial killer and is she slowly killing the dwarves?
Yeah. Are the seven dwarfs parallel to the seven deadly sins? They're not, but they all do have like a character.
I don't think one of those like deadly sins is like happy.
Dog. Bring up the dwarfs, production team. No, so...
Oh, right, okay. You're going to fucking love this, mate. So when the Grimm brothers originally wrote it, the seven dwarves were called Blick, Flick, Glick, Snick, Plick, Wick, and Quee.
Real curveball at the end there, Quee.
What's great is that the other six aren't words. It's not like they ran out of all the ick words. Why don't they just call it Trick or Snick or Brick? Makes no sense.
Quee.
Quee.
All right. I think, so there's a lady and she is a serial killer and she's killing seven people. And each person is based on the traits of the Disney Seven Dwarfs.
Great.
I don't
Perfect.
Know what... A doc would just be a doctor.
Yeah. But she kills them in that style, right?
Yeah, so she kills them in a way that...
Happy literally laughs himself to death. His side split.
She tickles
his,
him.
Until his side split. And his sides actually split.
Yeah.
Sleepy, easy.
And so then Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt have to investigate.
Nice, good. Yep.
And, yeah.
But
and
they're so, in, like, full detective gear outfits.
Like 90s noir, whatever
yeah,
that was.
Yeah, 90s noir kind of feel. But in the animated world, they just go into it as people. Like who, the Jessica Rabbit film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the, oh, imagine the lovely cartoon gory violence of the man who's laughed himself to death and his sides have split.
I really like that.
Yeah?
That's good. Yeah, yeah. It's really, really good. Apparently,
much,
an alternative dwarf name that was never used is Snurfles. What Snurfles? Who's Snurfles?
What about this one from James? Michael Caine. He gets stuck in the toilet
yep.
of ZSL, Zulu. What do you think?
So it's Michael Caine getting stuck there, not a character.
Are you any good? Everyone has a Michael Caine.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Michael Caine.
I'm in the toilet.
Oi, I'm stuck in a fucking toilet. I need someone to blow the bloody doors off.
Lovely.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. That's all we need to say on that one. Thank you very much, James. The next one's from Gary.
Cool.
It's actually in reference to like one of my favourite films of the last few years. And I think he's only bloody well gone and improved it. T-Rex Machina. So for those who haven't watched Ex Machina, the kind of overarching theme is... It's about a man interviewing a robot to see whether, even though he's conscious of the fact it's a robot, it would still pass the Turing test.
Yeah.
And she essentially, it's depicted as a female robot mm-hmm. and she kind of seduces him and it's all about, it's a brilliant film.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What if she was a dinosaur?
Trying to pass the dinosaur test. So he interviews the dinosaur and... But he knows he has to be convinced it's a real dinosaur. It has to display real dino behaviour. And at the end, it's just out in the world, living like getting a job, living a dino life.
Wait, wait.
Because at the end of Ex Machina, she's out there, isn't she?
Yeah.
And no one knows.
Spoiler.
Sorry, guys.
Right. So it's still worth watching, even though now you know that. Joel and I, a while back, in a different guise, we watched a film called Theodore Rex, where. Mm-hmm. It was a world in which humans and dinosaurs
yes,
just
I like
coexisted.
That. Theodore
happily.
Ex Machina. That's the film, isn't it?
Theodore Ex Machina.
That's the film.
So it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep.
And a dinosaur.
Whoopi Goldberg is the tech genius in this film.
Oh, lovely. So yeah. They go to her big, like, concrete house that she lives in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Do the Turing test. It's still Donald Gleeson. I thought he did a lovely job.
He did a great job.
He did a really good job, so we'll get him back. And yeah, and then at the end, so Theodore Rex Machina is just living in this dino world as a detective. It's a prequel to Theodore Rex.
It's brilliant.
Perfect.
The perfect film.
All right, I'll put a tick next to that one. That was definitely a goer. I'm not sure it's as much of a goer as Space Raiders of the Lost Ark, but you never know anymore. What about, this one's from Steve,
mm-hmm.
The Parent Trap.
Okay.
I assume it's some sort of world in which they're trying to hunt parents.
Oh, nice. Okay. How do you do that?
How do you hunt parents?
What do parents love? Free time.
You put some free time in a box. Yeah, and a babysitter.
Yeah.
There's like a babysitter, like, hey.
Yeah, shit. All these parents are rounded up on a weekend getaway, and they don't know what it's for. They just all think they've won this exclusive weekend getaway, and the hotel becomes like a sore kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And they're all like slowly revealed terrible things about their partners. And yeah, so they're all brought to this hotel, and there's like a... The person is a child that's rounded them up, like similar sort of sore vibes there.
Yeah.
Although that's just a weird little puppet, but it's like a small person. It's a child. You know what kids are like, right?
Yeah,
they're
absolutely
kind of like small adults.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, oh, my parents grounded me. You know, I hate parents. They're the worst. And then it just sets some really gruesome challenges with the parents, and they all end up dying.
And Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt come to investigate.
Investigate. Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Investivate's my next film, actually. So, Investivate. Right, should we have one more and then we'll get onto our own ideas?
Let's do it.
What about this one from Stephen Lowe? Not the last Steve. It's a Wonderful Knife.
Okay.
Wonderful Life is old Jimmy, what's his face?
Yeah.
And it's he wants to commit suicide and he's seen by an angel, is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
That's the one I'm thinking of. So he's going to commit suicide and he's... He's spoken to by a sentient knife?
Yeah, like the knife he's going to do knife. To kill him. He's, about, he's about to cut his wrist, and the knife's like, come on, mate.
Hey,
I'm the knife.
Hey, I'm knifey.
And then, he gets into loads of trouble because the knife becomes his pal, but obviously it's not good social decorum to carry a knife around, so he keeps it in like his jacket pocket, and it talks to him. But he gets caught by the police, and the knife gets taken away from him and put in evidence, and he has to break it out. And the police station just happens to be where Morgan Freeman Pitt work.
They're the antagonists.
The evidence room has got just loads of Snow White paraphernalia in there and a talking knife. It's great.
I mean, A Wonderful Knife does sound like it would happen in the same cinematic universe as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
So I like that. Have you got an idea, Joel?
I have, yeah. I've got a film title.
Okay.
Forrest Trump.
So Donald Trump through history happens to have just been there at all the big things.
Yeah, he's been at all the things. This is so what this is Donald Trump telling his fake news life story.
So
it's completely made up. It's like a total farce, and it's how he writes. You know how Stalin's propaganda team would just literally put Stalin in photos?
Yeah.
Like lovely scenes and things like that would just mock them up.
Yeah.
It's essentially that, a film that Donald Trump releases around the time of the next election when he's running again as president. Because by this point, there's such blurred lines in terms of what's real and what's fake that Trump's convinced he can have been part of the moon landing and like the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And so he's just at all of them and they CGI him into them all. And Trump's just
his campaign video?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a 2-hour campaign video. And he's just sat on a bench talking about the great things of the last few centuries and how he was present at them all.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's playing guitar on top of the Berlin Wall as opposed to Hasselhoff, et cetera, et cetera.
So another thing about Trump is, I think that you need to consider when making this is, Trump's actually a massive film buff. And he famously said that his favourite film was Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Which is a lovely film about the rise and fall of a newspaper publisher, and the moral is kind of about how he was taken away as a child and the thing he actually yearned for was his like childhood. That's kind of the theme of the film.
Mm-hmm.
That's the official line, but Trump has actually recently discovered the real meaning of the film.
Okay.
Citizen Kane, recently in this video, where he said that if he'd give any advice to Citizen Kane, it would have been to get yourself a different woman. So, I think part of this campaign video where he's in history, he should probably just be like willfully misinterpreting all of history.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Also, I think it's pretty obvious, but where do we take the famous line from Forrest Gump? So my mum always told me life was like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
You keep the white chocolates on one side of the box and the others on the other and you build a wall.
Build a wall, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. My dad always told me, here's $1 billion, go and do what the hell you want with it. Also, quickly while we're on that, Citizen Kane, but it's the wrestler trying to adjust to normal life. Anyway, carry on. Carry on.
I really like that one.
Carry on.
Or Senior Citizen Kane, so it's the wrestler.
Nice, very good.
Just old.
Very good.
Shall I do my one and then we'll go home or not? Right. The other day, I was thinking about the film A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
A classic.
Now, is for one thing, does that mean that there's a Muppet universe where all literary classics have been adapted into...
Yeah, there is a Muppet universe because they go to space.
So there's a Muppet War and Peace.
Yeah.
A Muppet...
Last week, you vetoed Lego movies. And what? You're just doing the same thing
No. Okay, I'm trying to... the same applies to Lego. Is there, if there's like a Lego version of everything, is there a Lego version of our entire history? There's like a Lego...
Of course.
So there's a Lego and a Muppet Hitler.
Yeah, there's definitely a Muppet Hitler.
And we live in a world where there aren't Muppets.
I've seen them.
Where?
On telly and stuff. What do you mean we live in a world where there aren't Muppets?
So how many are there?
How would we know about the Muppets?
But in the film...
They're puppets. They exist. What do you mean we live in a world without the Muppets?
Okay.
If we lived in a world without the Muppets, we wouldn't know what the Muppets were.
You watch a Muppet thing, and I would say the ratio of Muppets to humans is like 80-20. But in the real world, I've never seen a Muppet in the flesh. So what are
not
we doing?
In the flesh.
In the fur. What are we doing with these Muppets? Where are they, Joel?
Is that what your film is?
Every time a Muppet's born, are we hiding them away?
Is that what your film is?
Yeah. What's this? I've got to break this wide open, Joel.
I think we probably need a couple of detectives.
And a somber soundtrack. right, so... There's some truth in this.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Where are all the Muppets? Where are they kept?
Because you watch those Muppet movies and it's mostly Muppets in that world.
Yeah.
Is there a country where the ratio of Muppets and there's some really bad immigration stuff going on that we don't know about?
Maybe. Like a little island in the Pacific, undiscovered.
Yeah.
Where the Muppets all live. And, yeah. Oh, shit. And we're going over there and... just snatching the Muppets for entertainment.
But actually, they're very sad.
Yeah. They hate it. They're just putting on a face because they're professionals, you know? But Kermit's actually deeply depressed because he wants to get back to all the other frogs. So that's another thing. They all look very different.
To each other?
Yeah. Are they a species?
and some are like tenuous links to animals that we have in our world. Some of them just aren't. What's that about? And some of them are kind of human.
That's because their island wasn't exposed. It's just a different sort of evolution, really, that happened on this island. Muppetopia? Why not?
Yeah, so Muppetopia, there was a continental drift. So we all started off at the same thing, and there was a big continental drift.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the human world, and we've got the Muppet world. And that's right, and that's why there's frogs. And we only see one of each. And they don't age. That's another thing we need to get.
We need to, and maybe they do. Maybe they're just being replaced.
This goes even deeper than I thought.
Big Muppet.
Big Muppet. Is he a Muppet in a suit that turns around in a chair?
He is, and he does the deals with the humans.
The president of Muppetopia.
Yeah.
He says that, like, it's some sort of Hunger Games style thing, and whoever wins... They say they're going to some amazing great world, but they're actually just going to be humans entertainment. Bloody hell.
There it is, Muppetopia.
Which one do you like the most? I don't know. I think Space Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I don't know. I'm feeling Muppetopia.
All right. I'm happy with Muppetopia.
Awesome. So that's it. We're rounding up another episode of The Dream Factory. Be sure to find us on all the social media. Go and give it a subscribe on whichever pod platform you use. Write a review, please. It means a lot to us. I mean,
Joel, I've just realised.
What?
I forgot about this. I've been thinking about you a lot recently.
What sort of thoughts? You made it weird.
And I wrote you a song.
A what?
Yeah. It's a song mostly about what I think about you.
Oh, nice. That's cool, man.
So is it all right if I play it for you now?
Yeah, of course.
So I just...
One, two, and seven, nine, go!
Hey, Joel, when I look at you, all that I can do is review the podcast up on iTunes or the Apple Podcasts app or an Android equivalent. Hey, Joel, this feeling is real. This feeling I should tell my friends about the Dream Factory podcast. Send out a lovely tweet or shout out strangers on the street.
Just listen to the Dream Factory podcast.
Hey, Joel, review the show on iTunes. I'd go for 5 stars, that's the best number on iTunes. 1, 2, 3, and four. Don't do nothing for me no more. Hey, guys, review the show. I mean, this song's for you, Joel. not a way to remind people to review the podcast. It definitely is a song about you, Joe. Review the podcast and tell your friends.
What do you think of that song? It's about you.
That's great. That's really, really good, man.
Yeah?
That's probably the nicest thing you've ever done for me.
Yeah?
You saved my life once as well. Right, so as ever, we're nearing the end of our time here, as indicated by a little knock, knock, knock on the door. Someone's coming. John, it's only Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. They're actually here to talk to us about Big Muppet, because they think we might have some answers for them.
I think we're going
to
break it wide open for them.
We better get out of here. Peace!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.